CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, Egypt's military dissolves the parliament and says it will run things for the next 6 months or until elections are held. CNN's Ivan Watson in Cairo reports this move likely will be popular.
When it comes to dissolving the parliament, I think the military will have the support of much of the protest movement because the parliament has very little credibility here after the very troubled and widely perceived as rigged elections of last November and December.
The protests are spreading in the Arab world. Now it's Yemen. CNN's Mohammed Jamjoum is there.
The anti-government demonstrators started marching through the streets toward the presidential palace. They were chanting slogans like, down with Ali, also first Mubarak, then Ali. Many people calling for regime change. Many people telling us President Saleh has been in charge here for 32 years. The country's in a terrible condition. They want change.
And political turmoil continues in Tunisia. The country's foreign minister submitted his resignation today. Last month, the president was ousted and he fled the country. Political commentator Ann Coulter, a speaker at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington this weekend, made a prediction about the 2012 presidential campaign. She said Republicans should nominate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Well, I'll put it in a nutshell. If we don't run Chris Christie, Romney will be the nominee and we'll lose.
In a presidential straw poll taken at that CPAC gathering, Libertarian Congressman Ron Paul won the most votes. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney came in second. The Clive Davis pre-Grammy Gala was in full swing last night at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. The star-studded party included performances by artists such as R. Kelly, Jennifer Hudson, Whitney Houston, and Dionne Warwick. Barbara Streisand was in fine form at the event.
Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
Oh, and just a reminder, tomorrow's Valentine's Day if you haven't done your shopping. I like chocolate. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With five times the selection, Jared is the place to go for diamond fashion jewelry this Valentine's Day.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has an incredible selection of diamond fashion designs in necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, including our jewelry brands Love's Embrace, Heart's Desire, or Indulge Your Craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds. Prices starting at $100 to over $4,000.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Is this live?
Yeah, exactly.
Love music.
Yeah, coming out to David in D.C.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. It's pre-Valentine's Day, so...
Well, it's really Valentine's Day weekend.
As Diana Ross would say, I just want you to know I love you, all of you. So, speaking of love, we love all the food and wine, the food and wine scene here in D.C., but there's a lot going on in Baltimore. And while I was home slaving away with the kids, my wife escaped with some foodie buddies to Baltimore last week.
I did. On Thursday night. I was lucky enough to go out with David Hagedorn and Amanda McClements and Amber Fab. David would be so happy if he wasn't at the Inn at Perry Cabin right now. But we really got to hit some of the iconic Baltimore places. We went to Woodbury Kitchen for dinner, which was just phenomenal. I mean, everything you hear about it is absolutely true. It was a pork lover's absolute dream. Everything had pork in it in one way or another. It was just delicious.
And rub it in.
Yeah, I'm going to rub it in a little more. And you know where else we went? And I had not heard of it, but apparently it's a must-go-to when you go to Baltimore, and that's Atman's Deli. It's this deli. I'm watching Eric Plack shake his head. Atman's Deli is from the 1920s. It's over in a totally renovated place of Baltimore. But every single human being who lives in Baltimore goes there. There's every kind of black, white, red, yellow. Everybody's there. They're all ordering corned beef sandwiches. It's unbelievable.
Why wasn't I there? They stayed at the Monaco Hotel in Baltimore.
We stayed at the Monaco.
Yeah, you also went to Miss Shirley's, right?
We did for breakfast, which was delicious. I ate enough. But you know, with all this food looking at me right now, I'm starting to regain my hunger.
You think it was something you said, David?
It might be. It might have been my breath. I don't know. But speaking of all this stuff, there's certainly romance in the air, and why not? Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and today we have a legendary force, a romantic force in with us today. Jacques Herringer, who is the executive chef and proprietor of L'Auberge Chez François, which is really... It's considered the iconic romantic restaurant in Washington and maybe beyond the world.
Been voted most romantic for many years, most romantic.
Well, he inherited his passion for passion, and just keep your distance, his passion for passion
you tease.
From his dad, Francois, who was the restaurant's founder, and you guys have been preparing romantic Alsatian dishes for American palates for years.
We opened in 76. I was 10 then. Would you believe 12? I mean, please, Nikki, help me out here.
I believe you.
Do you really?
I do.
I ain't buying it.
All right. Well, I just want to introduce our other guests who are going to be coming up later on the show. Now, pop-up restaurants are the new trend nationally. Please don't do that.
There we go. Thank you.
And so everywhere you go, you're finding these restaurants that are popping up, which means they're either in a storefront or an art gallery or in somebody's home. So the newest one coming to D.C. is the Number 68 Project, and we have the whole crew here, and they've brought in Derek Brown, and they're going to tell us all about this project and what it means.
And back to that romance theme, could there be anything romantic than legendary sparkling wine, American champagne, basically, from Napa Valley's Domaine Chandon? I think not. And Nikki mentioned Eric Platt is back with us again. Eric's wine director at Washington Wines, but he's back with taste and talk of Domaine Chandon.
And lots of bubbly.
Right.
And nice way to kick it off.
Add a little bit, because when we got engaged, we were out in Napa, and we had dinner at Domaine Chandon. And I'll tell you all about it. As long as no one else is listening, I'll tell you all about it.
I want to talk about Atman's. Let's go back to that.
Atman's, so good.
All right.
So much fun.
So... You know, let's start from the start, because I can't guarantee that everybody out there knows the history of Domaine Chandon. You want to give a little background?
I can give a little background. Obviously, it was founded by Moët Chandon, from France, 1973. They were the first French champagne maker to actually
dig into California.
Yeah, exactly, and start a winery in Napa Valley. So 1973, it was the first... phenomenal place to visit, as you know. They have the only Michelin star restaurant at a winery in Napa Valley. Mm-hmm. So with all the great restaurants out there, they have the only one at Troyes that has a Michelin star. And obviously producers of some great, great sparkling. So we have the Blanc de Noir that we're going to taste. We have the Chandon Rosé that we're going to mix with some cocktails.
Cool. Well, let me ask you a question. Sure. Since it's owned by Moët Chandon, did they bring their vines over, or how did they do that with starting in California?
That's a good question. I think they used mostly California.
Okay.
But a lot of the California, you know, vines originally had been started by rootstock from Europe, France.
Okay.
Absolutely. But certainly French technology, French winemaking practices.
The method.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at the terroir, looking at, you know, where the best grapes would grow and so forth. So
okay. All right. So which one are you pouring for us first?
We're gonna start with this Chandon Blanc de Noir.
Okay.
Okay. So this is made with three different grapes: Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. So we'll start with this. Perfect with that.
Wait a minute. You're not going to saber it? Well,
Do you think my husband's been spoiled by this show?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Perfect with that Chateaubriand that I'm
such a gourmand and such a connoisseur.
Somebody came in recently and sabered. But that sounds good.
That sound.
All right.
That's good. I'm more of a kind of sewer than
All right. Well, I want to get talking to Chef Haringer while the bubbly is being poured. Chef, the lifestyle, the lifespan of most restaurants
Is short.
It's short. But here you are at Le Berger Francois. It's been around for...
Well, Papa was actually at the restaurant that became Le Berger Francois, that became Chez Francois from around 1950. He was a chef there and it became Chez Francois downtown. It was in the Claridge Hotel, which was right next to, later on, the Peace Corps was right next door.
Uh-huh.
And he took it over in 54 and it became Chez Francois. And we were there till 75 where they tore down the whole block. Mm-hmm. And we served just about every president and first family since Truman.
Unbelievable.
We haven't had the pleasure of the Obamas yet, but we have time. We hope to have the honor to serve them.
Hopefully,
but just about everyone else you can think of has been either downtown or out at L'Auberge Francois in Great Falls. So we closed in 75 in Washington and opened in 1976. Again, I was 10 then.
Right, of course.
And have been going strongly ever since.
It's amazing what Botox will do.
It's the champagne, trust me.
That's right.
And who knew they made it in California now? Vive la France.
All right, well, let's talk a little about kind of the basics, because the restaurant is touted for serving, or you prepare Alsatian cuisine, but for American taste.
Papa was from Alsace. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the provincial dishes from the eastern part, from the Rhine, actually the best mix, if you will, of the Germanic and French. It's a great combination.
Alsace-Lorraine basically got passed back and forth between France and Germany.
For thousands of years.
Depending on who won.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Papa's named Francois because he was the first child born in Aubernais, his hometown, after the end of First World War, when he went back to France, so his name was Francois.
Really?
Oh, well, that's a little piece of history.
Right.
So he started the restaurant. He passed away this past June at 91. He worked the day that he passed away, tasting the sauces, and that was his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to carry on his tradition. Everybody comes in. You're not going to change anything, are you? And I go, other than Friday Night Disco, we're not doing anything.
Yeah,
Don't worry about it.
We just became a Thai restaurant. Relax.
No, we've opened a brasserie in one of the dining rooms, which is actually more of the menu that Papa started with in 1954. Just going back to our roots a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're opening a wine bar downstairs in the next 2 or 3 months. A Wienstube, as they called it in Alsace.
So are these, doing some renovations? Within the current building?
We're doing some, not so much renovations, but downstairs there was a room which really didn't have a lot of stuff in it, and now we're making it into a traditional Alsatian Wienstube.
Well,
other than that, upstairs, we're leaving that pretty much the same.
I want to take you back to, some of the specifics of what comprises Alsatian cuisine. What are the main stands?
Well, certainly, sauerkraut is famous along there. If you're driving along the Alsace, you have the Vosges Mountains and then the Alsatian Plain and then mm-hmm. the Rhine River. And it's the breadbasket, one of the breadbaskets of France. Wonderful vegetables. In the mountains, you have the lower parts, you have the vineyards, La Route des Vins, where you have all the wonderful Alsatian wines.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little higher up, you have orchards. So it's a very rich part of France in a culinarily speaking.
This is why the Germans kept grabbing it.
They kept coming over, exactly.
They wanted the food.
That's where all the food.
Who should we invade
for? But let me ask you a question about the menu now, because, clearly your restaurant has been around for quite a long time, having nothing to do with your age, of course, but...
I started working there when I was 11.
Right.
So how
do you evolve your menu to keep it current?
First of all, I think that you need to keep a core menu.
Okay.
People come out for that. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how many people, they just want to come back and have a dish that they liked. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Some chefs poo-poo that, But we have our core menu, and then we certainly change items seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh truffles are in now. There's all sorts of wonderful things that change seasonally. But we like to keep a core menu. And I've learned over the years that people expect that and want that. And then we will do some things that, of course, and that make us happy, and we have fun with. You have the oysters, for instance, with the horseradish sauce.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oysters are in season now. Speaking of the core menu, the Chateaubriand will serve a million of these this weekend because this is the.
It's a dish for two.
It's a dish for two. It's a classic dish for two, served with a Béarnaise sauce.
Mm-hmm.
People still love that. Something a little newer. We have the Wagyu, the Côte de Bœuf. bone-in rib for mm-hmm. two, which we're featuring this weekend also, which is a little newer. You couldn't get the Wagyu beef years ago.
And now
you
have it.
David, behave yourself.
I know. Okay.
Those kind of dishes. And, of course, we're perfectly willing to customize for you. Many people come in and have allergies.
Sure. And gluten-free.
You know what? I wish they would just, you know, the last honest food guy was George Bush Sr. said, I hate broccoli. If you don't like something, just tell me. You don't have to be allergic to us for us to take care of you.
That's nice of you.
Honestly, you don't, you know. We have lots of chocolate desserts, which we'll bring up behind you, too.
Well, you know, your restaurant has always been known as a romantic getaway, and you sort of have taken that notion and run with it. You have this book, Two for Tonight. Tell us how...
Nikki, love begins in the kitchen.
Right.
In France, we had no idea that there was a difference between food and love. It all melds together,
well,
and we try to keep that tradition.
Are the French big lovers because of champagne?
Virginia Woolf, and I'll quote, said... One cannot think well, love well, sleep well if one has not dined well.
Mm.
So they go
I
together. I mean, you need that healthful, you need that energy that food gives you, pure whole food. We work with 30 organic farms and, no hormones, antibiotics, lots of wine that is organic and even biodynamic.
Right.
That's where they get up in the morning before the sun comes.
It's like voodoo.
Picks the grapes wearing in the nude, actually. There's this sort of
sounds like my kind
cycle.
Of grape picking.
Yeah. So we do all those kind of things. We've been voted by the reviewers on Open Table as one of the top 50 restaurants in the United States. We're really glad about that. Most romantic, et cetera.
You're on the Today Show.
Show on President's Day. This is coming up on President with Kathy Lee and Hoda because we're going to talk about all the meals that we've served. Again, we've been serving all the presidents and first lady just about since the Truman era.
Well, listen, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about Valentine's Day a little more and how you can create a romantic ambiance at home, because it's not so easy for everybody, and you are certainly the master of it, so we want to get that. So when we come back, we'll be talking with Chef Jacques from L'Auberge Francois, and we're going to be popping more Chandon and pop-up restaurants. We'll be talking about it all. This is Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast.
Are you a woman between the ages of 35 and 60 with noticeable fine lines and wrinkles? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We are currently seeking women to try an instant skin-firming serum called Instant Effect. As part of this opportunity, we will send you a free trial of the product, and you may have the chance to appear in a national advertising campaign. To take advantage of this unique opportunity, please call 1-800-500-0365 in the next 10 minutes. Instant Effect is a breakthrough beauty discovery that tightens skin on contact and takes years off your appearance. Simply smooth a lightweight serum on your wrinkles and fine lines and watch as they disappear from view in less than 90 seconds. If you're interested in seeing how young you can look in as little as 90 seconds risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes. Instant Effect is now available at Ulta stores, but for this exclusive free radio offer, you must call 1-800-500-0365. Hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-500-0365.
Rise and shine with Founding Farmers. Choose from farm fresh eggs, blueberry buckwheat pancakes, stuffed French toast, waffles made to order, an amazing array of side orders like thick cut bacon, fresh grilled sausage, yogurt parfaits, and house made jams and jellies with Intelligentsia coffees, tea salon teas, fresh hand squeezed juices, and eye opening libations. You've got a real breakfast. Founding Farmers, 1924 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. See the menus and make reservations directly at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
If you're like most people, you have many financial questions like, can I afford to retire? How do I protect my nest egg? Will I outlive my money? Hi, I'm Mark Tabron. We'll tackle these questions and more every Saturday morning at 10:30. Learn how to protect and grow your money with me, Mark Tabron, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Tabron & Associates Financial Services at 301-773-3923.
Stacey Q. This is my day of
See,
music.
I was born during the Civil War. I don't know any of this music. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're here with the chef Jacques Herringer, who is also the proprietor of the legendary L'Auberge Chez François. This isn't for radio. I'm pretty much in the doghouse when it comes to Valentine's Day because there's a part of our family that treats it like a national holiday and a part that forgets about it.
Because he'd rather just rub the mic. Yeah.
You're not the only one. It's kind of funny, and I feel for the guys because I've been in this situation many times.
Here's the thing. Can you get me a deuce tomorrow night or not?
What have you been drinking, please? Can I have
some
too?
I got you
on the radio, man.
Okay, listen. Well, do you mind being in the gazebo out in the garden?
As we say, help a brother out.
I know guys call and their voices get higher and higher as it gets close to Valentine's Day, and they go, can I have a reservation too? I go, well, we've been booked for about a month.
I just don't understand. I mean, seriously, people really think...
Because we don't focus on it.
We don't focus on that till the day before.
We are German shepherds on two legs. That's what we focus on.
It's terrible to see a grown man like Dave beg, but they're, oh, she's going to kill me.
I want to kill him anyway. It has nothing to do with reservations on Valentine's Day.
She would prefer to keep me alive and torture me.
And the last 2 days, we had my cooking classes, which are very popular. We had one on Friday and Saturday. But I told the guys, just because you took her here today does not mean you're off the hook for Monday. And they thought I was on their side. No.
All right, well, let me ask you something, because and not being French, I'm a little jealous, but the French are reputed to be the world's greatest lovers, and I'm sure you are.
But of course, but, mais oui.
Where does that come from? Does that because you got to have the fuel? Is that from the food? Is it you know we hear about foods that are supposed to be aphrodisiacs? Are they French foods? I mean, what's the deal?
Let's talk about the food you brought in today.
Oysters are an aphrodisiac. If you read the memoirs of Casanova, all 12 volumes, oysters are one of the most are one of the most talked about foods. But actually, there's a scientific basis for that also. The oysters are loaded with zinc, and without zinc, you can't manufacture testosterone, for instance. So all well-prepared.
That must be why I'm so attracted to eating batteries.
I see. But Chateaubriand is named after François-René de Chateaubriand, the famous French poet. Mm-hmm. That was his favorite meal when he was taking used to have salon particulier in Paris, where you would entertain your love in a private dining room. Mm-hmm. And this is what they had, and that with a little Béarnaise sauce. How can you go wrong? I mean,
there is something a little sexy about a dish for two. I mean, sharing... you know, is romantic. There's something fun about that.
And what I recommend is that you cook for that special someone, especially the guys. Okay, it's even better if you're wearing only an apron, but cook with that special someone.
Excuse me.
Did I hit a nerve there?
No, well, it's just, you know. If your butt hasn't dropped down to your knees.
But cooking together, and you don't have to be fancy. You don't have to go crazy. Just the act of preparing something for that special. It works.
No, I agree. Now, let's talk about your desserts, because these are, I mean, this is chocolate.
You can't have
on
too
fire.
Much chocolate. Now, chocolate is reputed to be a wonderful aphrodisiac. It is said that Montezuma never went into his harem. Can we talk about harem?
Absolutely.
Is that
wait a minute. He
without
had a harem?
Cup of chocolate. Yes. I know you're appalled and shocked.
No, I am appalled. We're sort of enticed by it.
Chocolate has wonderful flavonoids in it. It has amphetamine-like substances. It has THC in it, which is the active ingredient in marijuana.
David was like, what?
So, I mean, although you have to eat a lot of it.
All that time in college, I was risking arrest, and I could have just been having
a
Hershey's.
Lot of chocolate, exactly.
Jeez.
So we have a warm chocolate tart here. Nothing like a warm tart for dessert, I always say.
Right, because it warms you up.
Here's my only French. That was a double entendre.
Ooh, Dave.
You're that's right. That's for our tête-à-tête.
They're banging the best out of it. And then we have the chocolate truffles.
Right.
Chocolate ganache, 40% heavy whipping cream, Grand Marnier.
They're beautiful.
When my charm and personality don't work, Grand Marnier seems to move things along. You know, love begins in the kitchen, I'm telling you.
Well, so let's talk about being in the kitchen. And for somebody like David, I do all the cooking in the house, and I agree
not
with you.
I do all the cooking at home because I say things like that at home, and I'm always in demerit territory, so I need to cook. I'll never get out of demerit territory, but I try.
But I think, I just lost my headphones. I think that cooking for someone else, when you plan ahead and you take the time, shows care. And that's what's so important about it. So for somebody like my husband who never cooks, and honestly, I don't really...
That's not an admonishment, would it be?
No, it really is. I love cooking. I really enjoy doing it. It's my pleasure to do. But if he were to take it up, I mean, I don't let him boil rice. So what would you advise for him?
And you know what? Do something on the grill. Do something easy.
But
yeah, that
I don't
want
to go near
do.
The grill either. I mean,
do something easy. It's
you sound like you're incapable.
Wait. What am I? I'm in an iron lung. All I know is I've been sitting here eating chocolate. Now I'm horny.
Cooking for that special that it tends to have that effect. I'm told cooking for that special someone is an act of love. It is. It's a gift. It's something that you share together, and it works every time. You should try it.
Okay, so. How does the man create a little ambiance? What can he take from l'auberge and bring into the house?
I think a very, very simple and basic recipe. You don't have to do all the stocks and sauces. You do something on the grill. You do something wholesome, you know, that... Something that's, of course, her favorite. And if you have a diamond bracelet,
I just want to make an announcement.
It doesn't hurt anything.
Yes. To the millions of people listening, I am cooking us dinner tomorrow night. I swear to God. The kids can eat early, and you're going to eat it. Every drop.
Maybe I'm creating
candlelight in front of the fire, a nice tablecloth.
Right. Your insurance is paid up, right?
Lots of champagne helps.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
It helps, you know, cover over some of the flaws in the cooking. Maybe the meat is cooked a little bit too much.
Eat
or
some
not.
Of this chocolate. You're going to feel better.
You know, making chocolate truffles together, that's all you need to do. It's simple. You boil heavy whipping cream. Mm-hmm. You melt the chocolate in it. You add a little Grand Marnier. You just scoop it out with a melon ball or roll it in a little bit of cocoa powder, and you're done. It's not that hard.
Well, let me bring Eric Platt back in here. Eric, what champagne would you serve with this? What would you serve with this chocolate?
The Blanc de Noir. Perfect. Yeah, we're
here
having
we go.
A glass here right now. Delicious.
Now, Chef, you wrote two for tonight. Was that, I mean, what was the impetus for that?
Well, that's the companion volume to my television show that was on PBS for 3 years, Two for Tonight.
Okay.
In other words, prepare a special, you know, prepare a meal for that special someone, and he or she will show you their appreciation. I mean, that's sort of the theme. That was the theme. And all recipes for two. And we have different times of the day. We have love in the afternoon and very special occasions and love in the morning. And just to get you in the mood, because there is no difference between love and food. It all one goes into the other. And again, I want you to enjoy yourself. If you worry about every bite and every sip, the stress will kill you long before.
Right.
Besides, we're covered now. We have national health care. You see, people
do you want Obama to come or not?
This is the most topical show on TV.
I'm all for it because people are going to quit taking care of themselves. Restaurants are going to be busy. You know, there's going to be the doctors, the drug companies, the funeral parlors, the car repair people. They're all going to be busy. The only one that loses are the health
chef
and the tofu
manufacturers. I mean this with love, but I think drugs is the operable word here. I think you can't control everything with food. It's, you know, actually, I wouldn't mind if the Tea Party guys had some good food. They'd get more loving.
Right,
wouldn't it be nice?
Loving.
All right.
Well, we want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it very much and hope to have you two out
absolutely.
To the restaurant. And anyone who's listening, I think we're going to give away some cookbooks and a tour of the kitchen if you come out. We love to do that. We have
That's
this
fun.
Beautiful kitchen.
Well, and when's your next cooking demo? Because you do these fabulous cooking classes. I know they sell out.
If you go to chefjacques.com, you'll see. I think we have one on the 19th. You have a fundraiser for Wounded Warriors on the 12th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two in April. I think it's... The 16th of April is Cooking with Cheese. And then on the 30th of April, my very good friends from Adan Winery in Alsace are going to be coming out.
Oh, fun. All right.
So Alsatian cuisine.
Everything is on your website.
Everything's on the website.
Chef
Jacques or L'Auberge Chez François.
And we'll see you on...
Thank you so much.
And
I wish you good luck with that meal
well,
tomorrow.
Well, here's what
night.
You're going to do.
Call me.
You're going to cook it and put it in a bag.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to show
there
up and I'm going to leave it at the
I
back
I can do
door.
That. We got to help each other. We need all the help we can get.
Thanks a lot. All right. Well, thanks again, Chef. I'm going to turn back to Eric Platt.
I'm going to bring in our next guest.
Eric, what else have you? You've brought a bunch of bottles there, and I see sort of a rosé there. What is that?
That is Domaine Chandon rosé, and we're gonna have some fun with that. We're gonna do some cocktails, Dave. One is gonna be called Chandon Rosé Time, and I've started. I've got the beginning of it going. It's a scoop of raspberry sorbet, a sprig of thyme, and then we're going to mix in Chandon Rosé with that.
We brought in, they dropped off the raspberry sorbet, and it was in our freezer last night, and it was every ounce of willpower that I could muster not to dig into that.
I appreciate
it,
so. That.
I'm a good guy. I'm a great guy, Eric.
You know what? You know what's amazing, though, when you drink this this glass of Blanc de Noir? That can be had for under $20 at retail.
Really?
Yeah.
At retail?
At retail. You can get a bottle of that for under $20. Same thing with the rosé. Most of the stores in D.C., sometimes you can get this for $16.99, $17.99, half price of a lot of French champagnes. So, you know, in this difficult economical time, this is really a great sparkling, wine. Call it champagne, but great sparkling.
Well, let's hear you pop that other bottle open.
Let's do it. Chandon Rosé.
And
I'll try not to hit the cameraman.
Are you telling me to stand
I'm
up?
I'm asking you to please
stand. My wife is asking me to stand up. I shall. All right, let's pop that open. And one thing while we're getting set with our next guest, out at Domaine Chandon, they have, I don't know if you call it a manor house and a winery and all that. The restaurant is superlative. And we've had unbelievable meals there. Can you actually stay there? Because that I don't remember.
No, you can't stay there, but you can certainly dine there, you can visit, and there's certainly plenty of beautiful places to stay. Very close by.
I would recommend that to anybody who's even headed toward California, to head to Napa. I've only been there once, but it was the most amazing experience of my life.
Well, to get out of the way.
She's trying to get me to move. Okay. She's trying to get me to move that rear end that Jacques Herringer wanted me to show to everybody.
Oh my God!
All right.
Anyway. So this is our cocktail. This is called Chandon Rosé Thyme. So let me pass this down to you. If you don't mind?
Absolutely.
Not at all.
Thank you. We'll share that one so that the others can taste.
Anybody else want to try it?
All right.
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
You know, one thing, Dave, that I was, when you talked about visiting Chandon, that I would suggest is go on their website, www.chandon.com, and there's all sorts of things that will help with you with planning a visit. Something about 365 reasons to enjoy Chandon. So every day, you know, I think we'd all agree that we really don't drink enough champagne, enough sparkling wine in this country.
Champagne. I think I have a little champagne every day.
I think
I drink plenty, but I love it.
Well,
and sparkling. I mean,
yeah,
I adore it.
Unfortunately, you're in the minority, Nikki. It's, we as Americans, we kind of wait until special days to drink sparkling. When we should, you know, as the chef was saying, it can be enjoyed with great food. There are all sorts of reasons to enjoy it every day.
Well, I love the thyme in this. It smells just so fresh
and herbaceous. Delicious?
Yeah, it really is. It's really nice. Okay, well, we need to introduce our next guest.
We actually need to take a break.
Are we taking a break first?
Yeah, we are. You guys, you get to wait.
Oh, my God. Well, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. Apparently, we're taking a break, but we're going to be talking about Number 68 Project when we come back.
The following statement has been authorized by Credit Guard of America. A nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt. If you owe $2,000 or more to the credit card companies and are seeking relief, you are invited to call the toll-free helpline now for free information, 1-800-300-3320. This service is provided by Credit Guard of America, a nonprofit organization. The free helpline offers programs that allow you to cut your payments by up to half of what you're currently paying and reduce your debt to much less than you owe. Call the toll-free helpline now for free information at 1-800-300-3320. Again, a nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt of $2,000 or more. Members of the public wanting to learn how to get debt-free and stay debt-free are urged to call the national toll-free helpline now for free information and assistance at 1-800-300-3320. That's 1-800-300-3320.
The great big new challenge is basically discount buying. Both Google and Facebook are trying to get into it. The number one website to get coupons, Groupon. This is called the social buying market. Earlier this month, Google revealed that Groupon turned down an offer for $6 billion from Google.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
This entire show's music today.
The 80s. All right. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I'm surrounded by
glasses
of sparkling wine and cocktails and everything. This is great.
Nice.
Children beware out there on the street. All right, so we've got a bunch of guests in the studio with us right now from Number 68 Project. Jill Richmond, who's their culinary director. Hosan Lee, who is the cultural director. I like that.
Oh, my God, and we just lost a cameraman.
We've got a camera crew that just fell over drunk. Hey, Spazzarelli, look at me. All right, sorry about that. Well, this is called Amateur Radio Hour. And Howard Yoon, who is actually a literary agent, but is bringing, I think, a touch of class to whatever happens.
You don't know Howard.
And Derek Brown, who is the bar chef extraordinaire in town. Derek's the guy behind The Passenger and a lot of other wonderful cocktail menus.
Columbia Room
around town. So, guys, let's start with this. Pop-up restaurants are, you know, it's a thing. They're popping up everywhere. Yours seems to be a kind of a different model. So, Jill, you want to explain?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the one thing I would say is that we don't really see ourselves in the business of restaurants so much as just being in the business of big ideas or ideas themselves. So we're really trying to elevate everything from food, wine, drinks, culture, literary, under one roof in a dinner party context, rather than being kind of a pop-up restaurant that opens, closes, one chef, end of discussion for 3 months.
Well, it sounds like, I mean...
But let's explain that. So, I mean, you're only doing this for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from February 20th
to the 17th of April.
Right. So it's every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Always at the same location?
Same location, Fathom Creative.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what Fathom Creative is.
Fathom Creative is a branding design agency on 14th Street. They have this incredible space upstairs that's kind of like a gallery. They use it for other commercial evenings. It's a little bit of like a shell. It's beautifully designed. Mm-hmm. And we're taking it over every Sunday.
So now when you take it over, since you're doing a different dinner every Sunday with a different chef and a different bar chef and a different cultural concept, do you go in and redecorate every week? How does it work?
We do. I mean, we do go in and redecorate for the most part, but there are completely different films that are projected on the walls. It's a whole multimedia, well-curated space upstairs. So when I say that we go and we redecorate, there's a completely new film and short, and that's on the walls. There's a little bit of a different table setting. I mean, the space is kind of taken over into the theme that we're presenting that
evening. Well, if the goal is to get people engrossed in deep conversation, isn't that distracting? Well, I mean, with everything going around,
it may be distracting for you.
I don't. Well, because I'm ADD. Look, a butterfly. But I mean, I get from your, from reading about the project that really what you're trying to do is meld the divine opportunity to eat well and converse substantively. So, with all that going on, is that a distraction or is that just like moving artwork on the wall?
No, I would say it's not, because I think we've chosen the films that are really like hitting home for the themes that we're trying to sort of tease out for the rest of the evening. And all of the projections are very much part. I mean, it's really a film that's being shown on the wall, and then a short that ties everything together. So
you start each dinner with a statement, and that's how you brought in Derek and the chefs for this. So tell us how you come up with this statement and then I want to ask Derek, I mean, how he's using that to create his cocktails and how you're working with the chef to put out the meal.
Well, we selected each theme of the evening to be structured under something we found out of fortune cookies.
Okay.
And so...
But these aren't real fortune cookies.
Oh, no. We dug through like 200 fortune cookies to come up with our nine. So, yes, everything, our themes are set by fortune cookie. And then we're asking all our collaborators and our chefs and the mixologists to work under that creative brief. And to address before, our videos distracting and this and that. No, because what we want is to create like an entire sensory experience. It's not just about eating, it's not just taste, but we're attracting people by sound and by visuals.
Well, then let's take somebody, this was supposed to go at the end, but let's start at the beginning. When we come to this event, we walk into the space, and what are we hit with? I mean, visually, how is it impacting us? And then let's talk about the drinks and how that will go. Like, walk us through an event.
Okay. So you come in and we hit you with cocktails.
Okay, I love that.
Immediately.
Okay, so.
Derek has already hit us with. Okay.
And you start to get to know the people you're going to be dining with.
How many people total?
45 max. And then you come upstairs and you're going to be seeing just a beautiful table laid out. There's just going to be candlelight everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's going to be screens projected on the walls. There's going to be images and sounds that are playing. And so it'll be completely like sensory experience.
And is there anybody sort of leading this party? Is there somebody who's sort of taking you through this experience?
So that's where the cultural collaborators come in.
Okay.
And we choose them because they fit into a particular theme. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be, kind of directing the dialogue at that point. And then we...
So are they circulating or are they speaking?
No, I mean it's a dinner party, right?
Right.
And so we want them to relax. We don't want like a lecture.
It's not a presentation.
No, we don't want a presentation. There's no slideshow.
Everyone's sitting at one L-shaped
long
table.
Long table.
So
there's a
sort of sense of communal feel to it that you're at one event. You're not sitting in a table in the corner by yourself.
So you mean it's really comfortable, unlike you reaching over to talk on the microphone like that?
I'm trying to stay here and take my drink in the microphone.
But I mean, I think one of the things about this project that is original is that, all really good dining is a form of performance, mm-hmm. Performance theater. But this takes that idea and sort of blows it out in every way.
All right, let me ask a couple of just sort of basic questions. How much am I paying for this? What do I pay to attend?
You're paying $155 to attend.
All right. Why do I mean, this may be a rhetorical question, mm-hmm. but why pay that much money and then have to fill out an application? The application, I want to say, is not your typical application. It's, mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. there's your loaded question.
Well, I mean, what you're getting for $155 is 5 to 7 courses plus cocktail pairing. And then on top of that, you're getting this entire experience of meeting like-minded people. But, a dinner party in the end is about the people, the people at the party.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that everyone who's coming is fully committed to, what's going to happen and that they're completely open to the experience.
But you wouldn't want a lot of negative people there.
No, not at all.
There are questions like, one of the questions on the application is, who or what would you have liked to be? So if I said Caligula, I probably wouldn't get in.
No. That if you're committed to that idea, then
you're really
good to it.
I don't want to scare my wife. But, so the questions are interesting. What's your idea of earthly happiness? Who are your favorite heroes or heroines of fiction?
Well, I have a question. My question is when you ask like a Derek Brown or Mike Isabella to participate, do you pose those questions to them? I mean, how did you go about
picking them?
I mean, other than Derek's reputation, of course.
Yeah, I mean, and I will say they'll all be asked. But the reason why we went with him is because I'll give you an example. So Wes Morton at Egwene,
right.
We're doing an evening that's really around fear. Mm-hmm. So
our next event.
And I think this also plays into the question that you asked, which was, why would I pay this amount of money? Wes Morton from Egwene is going to start working with ingredients he probably may not taste at his restaurant.
Okay.
And really push the envelope on that. That was part of their brief. But we want to work with chefs that we know, for instance, he wants to do real proper tip-to-tail dining.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just said, push this brief,
Right.
Really push the fear brief as much as you can. And I think that's something you're probably not going to get anywhere in D.C.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right, so Derek, let's move you up to the microphone. So,
All right,
how did you get involved?
I have to lean over a few people, which is not all bad.
How did you get involved with this group? And the cocktail you made today, I want to hear about it. But is this something you'll be serving? Is this based on your sort of phrase?
This is something I'm serving. And the way I got involved with it is obviously they called and we talked about it. But I think that all great drinks and great food lead to getting to know each other better, getting to kind of converse more and talk. So, when I make a cocktail or, at our bar or restaurant, our goal is to make people come together or help people come together and to have a conversation. So I feel that it's ideal. I really love that that's explicit in the project.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about this cocktail and how it applies. I mean, you're working with Mike Isabella.
Right.
So did the two of you sort of sit down and discuss the statement that you're working on and how you were going to work together with this?
Right. Well, I think, yes, we definitely sent menus back and forth because it's important that these cocktails
pair with the food. I would love to be in on that conversation with Mike Isabella, quite frankly.
Yes.
I mean, knowing Mike, I just would love to hear... I would like to be a fly on the wall on that one.
Mike and I are probably very different people in some ways, except when it comes to food. Actually, mm-hmm. we have very similar approaches to cocktails and food. Mike's cooking is not terribly complex, or his technique is complex, but the ingredients are fairly simple mm-hmm. and straightforward, and they're all about sort of deriving seasonal flavors. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, we really connect because I like that idea a lot. I mean, I don't make overly complicated cocktails. I try to make things that are simple, that really taste great and are driven by technique and the ingredients of that season.
Okay, well, I want to counter you on that because this cocktail does not seem simple.
Okay.
nothing. It's delicious and it's beautiful, but the use of chocolate mint and pear, I mean, you have a lot going on in here. I mean, the average person...
I would say that Derek's simple is someone else's complex.
Okay, very good. So no, tell us about the cocktail.
I think I understand what you're saying. And in a way, when I say simple, I mean that the flavors are fairly simple and straightforward,
mm-hmm.
Even if it has a great aromatic resonance or it's the flavors deepened. I mean, what we're starting with is a base of cachaça.
Okay.
Cachaça is a sugarcane-based spirit, almost like a rum, mm-hmm. really. And it is, then we use a pear brandy, lemon juice, cane sugar, which is really just complementing the cane spirit,
mm-hmm.
A seckel pear, and chocolate mint, just to kind of increase the aromatic profile.
Yeah, Derek, this sounds real simple.
Did you not hear him talking with Jack Herringer?
I mean, that's what I always say to the kids. Do you want juice, milk, or cane sugar with cachaça or whatever?
Cachaça Khan is how you pronounce it.
All right, what do we have, Andy? How many
minutes?
We got 2 minutes. So let me go back to something more basic for the first night. The theme for that night is we cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails, which to me, you know, to my simple mind means go with the flow, because why rail against the ocean when you can't stop it? So what is your, and Howard, you're a literary agent, so I'm going to bring you into this. What is your expectation for where the conversation will go, or do you not really care as long as it goes someplace fun?
I don't think we have any preset plans of where to go, but the cultural participant for that evening is Eric Weiner, who's a former NPR figure and the author of Geography of Bliss. And he is he and I had a conversation about intelligent optimism. And it's
oh my
something
God,
that he
should so be at this dinner.
it's something that he wanted to share with people. So he is going to be the
yes,
sort
I'm
of,
talking
oh,
to you.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be the featured speaker. But the other thing that we should note is that we'll all be present and we'll be sort of the we're going to help
the moderators.
With the flow
mm-hmm.
Because you know with 45 people it's hard to get one person to.
I'm thinking that maybe I should come because I'm an optimistic pessimist. I believe if you hang around long enough, something bad is sure to happen. So, and on that note...
All right, we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the other events you are doing because the one on February 20th has sold out. And it looks like Eric Platt is making another Shandong cocktail. So this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-500-2884. For your free CD, call 1-800-500-2884. 1-800-500-2884.
Farmers and Fishers in Georgetown, the perfect place for your upcoming celebration. Whether it's a luncheon or after-work gathering, cocktail reception, sit-down dinner, or full-scale party, Farmers and Fishers can accommodate you and your guests. Whether your group is 30 or 300, Farmers and Fishers has the right setting for your party. They'll customize a menu and beverage package to suit your taste, plus there are no room rental fees and low package minimums. Contact Lila Dugley for more info or get details at farmersandfishers.com about booking your event.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you. I'm in with
the in crowd. Nice. And this is Dobie Gray. Wait, who sang this? All right. Well, this is a song from my time. So there, Nikki. All right.
I'm a little down, Andy. I thought this show was more dedicated to me. I like the 80s.
I know. You think
music.
That the world is all about you, but it's the Nikki-centric theory of life. We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Not Nikki and David Nellis. And Jill Richmond, Hosan Lee, and Howard Yoon are in along with Derek Brown. And we're talking about the next great thing in pop-up restaurants. So I got a question for you. Somebody comes to one of your evenings, there's a theme set, and I'm in marketing as well. So I know that in focus groups, sometimes you'll have somebody that wants to be the voice of authority. So what do you do with 45 people when you have a big mouth?
I think that we've planned that table well so that we knew, I think we've preempted a little bit, and it sort of goes back to how do you screen or how do you know. You sort of can make a little bit of an observation based on how someone might respond.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that we have all of us kind of really surrounding that table, that we can change that conversation pretty quickly. I mean, I think that we know that we have enough of us that are sort of around the table that are really trying to steer the conversation in another direction so that there's not 45 people, one moderator, and it's taken over.
Right, a bad book club.
And yeah. Part of that screening, I mean, I think we've also gotten in enough strong characters that I think we can follow the socially imposed laws of dinner party, where if something goes wrong, there's enough voices to kind of crowd them out.
Well, and let's talk about the dinner aspect of it. I know you're looking to really broaden with the cultural part of it, but is there a discussion on dinner? Will Derek be speaking about the drinks he's making? It's an important part of what you're doing, but how does that all play in?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Derek's probably seen the floor plans pretty well. So he's center stage, and so while he's up there, I mean, we expect him to be talking about what he's making, and the kitchen's open. I mean, there is no room for bad behavior in the kitchen. That's an open kitchen. So.
Okay, and you started with Mike Isabella?
Well, listen, we're showcasing who they are. We're not trying to hide anyone.
Right.
But, you know?
And so let's talk about some of the other chefs and bar chefs you're bringing in. I mean, is everybody local? Are you looking to keep it DC-centric?
No. We've got some mixologists from New York. We've got Jared mm-hmm. Bowler from Lonnie Kai who's mm-hmm. coming in. We've Justin Noel, also from New York. We've got Todd Rickman coming in from New York.
Mm-hmm.
From the food side, we have a lot of local DC flavor, and then we're about to commit to someone from outside of DC in the next few weeks for another date, which we're really excited about. But we're keeping that hush hush. So
okay. And how do you go about picking, once you bring in the chef and the bar chef together, do you pick that fortune cookie based on them?
The fortune cookie was chosen.
That came first.
And then we curated them around those evenings that we thought that they could really...
There's an old Chinese proverb that says, never try to influence the fortune cookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let it flow.
Right on.
Oh my God, I didn't realize what time it is. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to...
All right, but tell everybody where they can go on the web to find out information. And
it's number68project.com.
Number is spelled out. N-U-M-B-E-R.
Right, N-U-M-B-E-R. Mm-hmm.
And actually, you got to go to the dinner to find out how Number 68 Project got that kind of weird name.
Weird name. Great.
And so, you can be followed on Twitter.
Yeah, yes. And I will say that we're selling out pretty quickly, so...
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, good to hear.
I think we should go.
All right.
I'm going to take over the room.
I know, I'm afraid to bring him. I have to be honest.
I want to... Blah, blah, blah. Will there be a microphone? I want to get back to Eric Platt, but first I just want to thank the people that make this show possible, our friends at Georgetown Bagelry, the people at Neighborhood Restaurant Group.
Mm-hmm.
You want to name them? Rustico Evening Star.
Church Key, Birch and Barley,
Cholula,
Planet Wine, Vermilion.
I love birch and barley.
I know you do.
Also, our friends at Founding Farmers down on Pennsylvania Avenue and at Farmers and Fishers at the Georgetown Harbor.
And Potomac Hospitality.
And Potomac Hospitality, Noti Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro. Thanks for supporting the show, because otherwise we wouldn't be here. So, Eric, back to you.
Dave,
what did you make there, buddy?
All right, we got something special here again. Chandon Sunrise. Let me pass this down.
Okay. We saw a Chandon Sunrise.
We did. Well,
yes, this is to remind you of that and to inspire you to go back. This is vanilla agave nectar, so a teaspoon of that, fresh orange juice, a slice of lime, and then Chandon Rosé to top it off.
Yum.
Isn't that delicious?
It is, and it's beautiful.
You know
I love the look.
Like?
A sunrise.
Yes.
You've been on before,
you know,
haven't you?
Let me explain something to you, Eric. I'm not that deep, but it tastes like sort of like a bubbly creamsicle. It's got... The agave is great.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Really,
and, you know, one thing to point out also, you know, we're talking about Chandon Rosé, and I think it's important to note, you know, so many consumers out there look at rosé or see the name rosé and think sweet. You know, this is dry, you know. So this can be
enjoyed.
But that's
really in the French style, isn't it?
Absolutely. But so many consumers look at rosé and go, oh, that's going to be sweet. That's going to be White Zinfandel. So I think it's important to know that rosé, you know, still wines, rosé sparkling, tend to lean dry. So, you know, people should definitely be inspired to try them.
Well, we only have a couple minutes, but I want to talk about the Chandon profile, because it's not just these two bottles. They have quite a large selection.
They do. They do. There's these two. There's obviously the Chandon Brut, which is probably the most popular. Then there's some reserve wines they refer to as Chandon Etois. So, you know, a whole range of stuff, but the two that we're tasting now and Chandon Brut would be the three most popular. Also, you know, definitely go back to the website, Chandon.com, because, related to Valentine's Day, there's, you know, what would Cupid do?
Right.
There's,
they have all these suggestions.
Yeah, there's
it's really
all
fun.
These, great suggestions for Valentine's Day and for enjoying sparkling wine really every day. There's a drink called, Love Potent, which, you know, gets into like belly buttons and we can't really
Excuse
go.
Excuse me?
Yeah, sorry.
Now I'm
that's
interested.
That's for another day.
wait.
Let me just clarify something. My belly button or Nikki's?
Well, it's up to you guys.
All right, because I don't think mine's going to cut it.
No.
But really some interesting, you know, food pairings, cocktails, and things to enjoy with Chandon. So,
all right. Well,
we have one more minute. I just want to ask one last question. I think a misconception with sparkling wine and champagnes is people don't know how long they can hold on to it for. So if I buy it in the store, when should I drink it? I mean, of course, I'm drinking it immediately.
I was
walking out of the store with a brown bag.
But those who don't drink
We've
it
had
as
this
quickly
conversation
as I do.
Before, yeah.
Right. But I'm just sort of curious. How long does the champagne stay in good quality?
Oh, it should stay for a while.
Okay.
Definitely. As long as it's stored properly, you know.
Which requires temperature?
Well, just like still wine, you know, you don't want to keep it, you know, near a hot stove. You don't want to keep it out in the sun. You know, keep it in a cool, dry, you know, dark place. Keep it on its side, you know, and so forth.
You're
You'll
just describing
fun.
Nikki's belly button.
Well, love potion.
As soon as the kids go to bed.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, Eric, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you
too,
very much.
Honey. I want to remind everybody that there's so much more to know about what's going on at D.C. than you're going to hear on this show. Check out the list, areyouonit.com. It's free to subscribe. And I'll tell you, if there's a Valentine's Day page there if you're a procrastinator.
We have over 150 Valentine's Day options.
My God, I ought to be able to find one there.
Something.
And follow Nikki on Twitter, and you can hear her on WTOP every Sunday at 12:50 to find out what's going on. And you can see this show, today's show, on TBD Channel 8 next Saturday at 11. If you like the show, if you watch it, we got a lot of viewers. I saw the ratings. We're doing very well. Let TBD know, because they're changing their format. They're going to all news, and I don't know what our fate is, but if you want them to keep us, let them know, just in case.
All right. So as we do on every show, we like to feature a different charity, because we are lucky that we get to sit here and drink all this different kinds of bubbly and talk about food and wine. So hit it.
Well, we had a guest on last week, Monica Thomas.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, who was involved with a fundraiser for the Ovarian Cancer National Alliance. And we thought we'd hit it again, because obviously it's a critically important charity.
Well, also the event is on Tuesday. So it's the Women Chefs Turn Up the Heat event. It's to benefit the Ovarian Cancer Alliance. And every single woman chef in the D.C. metro area and a lot of the bar chefs and sommeliers all come out for this event at the Ritz-Carlton. It is practically sold out, but not just sold out yet. So you should absolutely consider going.
Yeah, the event's called Turn Up the Heat. So you can Google that and you can also go to ovariancancer.org. But they need all kinds of support. They need feet on the ground. They need money. They need help on the phone. So whatever you could do to help would be great.
And as we also do on every show, we like to leave you with our own little quote, not taken from a fortune cookie, but taken from my husband's.
This is my favorite song. I was in
little
college,
Beatles.
In an alcohol-induced state, in fact, when I came off the elevator one night and heard this part of the song. I love this song. And it's true. In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And I love you, Nikki. And I love your belly button, too. We want to thank our guests.
I think that song came out before I was born. I just want to say that.
It might have come out the year you were born.
Oh, maybe.
I'm a cradle robber.
1967.
And let me tell you something. There's something to cradle robbing. Okay. So, thanks to Eric Platt, Chef Jacques Herringer of La Berge Francois, Derek Brown, Jill Richmond, Hosan Lee, and Howard Yoon of 60. I want to
we're
say
done.
It right. 68 Project?
No,
we're not done
number
yet.
68.
We're not
project.
Done. We got 30 whole seconds here. Anyways, next week, the Wilder brothers from Zola are going to be in Shaking Up Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Morris, the author of an unbelievable book that we've read, The 100-Foot Journey, will be in. And Koshan 555 is coming back.
March 13th. But we're going to find out all about it next week. Have an absolutely delicious week.
Bye.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
Program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Lifelong Well Nutritional Hour with the phenomenal Cheryl Wells. This program will feature the fastest nutritional discoveries available, and our special guest will talk about natural healing and prevention methods in caring for your health. And now, here's Cheryl Wells.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing out there? This is Cheryl Wells, and you're listening to the Lifelong Wells Nutrition Hour. I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about a revolutionary unique product on the market.